The next patient is Gloria Patterson. The last name is P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. Gloria is the first name. This is a clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that has history of one functional kidney. The left kidney is non-functional, and it was related to multiple infections. There was no history of nephrectomy. Period. She is a CKD4 that has been deteriorating the kidney function progressively. Five months ago, the serum creatinine was 1.8. To the 7 days ago, the creatinine is 2 mg/cent, and the estimated GFR went down to 24. Before was around 28. There is evidence of proteinuria of 692 mg, despite the fact that the patient is supposed to be taking Farxiga. One of the main problems is that I don't think that we have the accurate list of the medications, and that makes an impact in this process of evaluation of the kidney, period. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension, and the blood pressure today is 140 over 60. The patient is 198 pounds. She has been losing weight progressively. Following number, the patient has a history of type 2 diabetes. The hemoglobin A1C wasn't done for reasons that are not clear to me. Following number, hypothyroidism, which is managed with replacement therapy. TSH, T3, and T4 are within normal range. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of statins. Following number, the uric acid is under control. The patient is taking allopurinol. Following number, osteoarthritis. Whether or not the patient is taking non-steroidal and anti-inflammatories is unknown. Following number, the patient has obesity. She has a BMI of 34. Following number, a history of breast cancer, status post-right breast lumpectomy, chemotherapy and radiation therapy in 2015. Also, a status post-left breast cancer, a status post-mastectomy in 2021. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease with ejection fraction of 60 to 65%. She's followed by Dr. Cook. I don't know the medications that she takes. In my list is Brilinta, 90 milligrams POBID. This medication could impair the kidney function. We are going to ask the patient to make a list and call our office to get a better idea of the medications that she takes. I am going to reevaluate her in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I spend 15 minutes reviewing the medications and the chart. In the evaluation face-to-face, 20 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.